Starbucks has something new that I wanted to run by you because this sounds really convoluted and confusing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep saying it's simple. Okay, so Starbucks launched a new borrow a cup program. That's what it's called. They want you to get your drinks in a reusable cup that you later return to Starbucks. The reusable cup will then be sanitized, put back into circulation for future orders. Listen to this. In order to participate in the new program, customers will simply have to order either in person or via the app and pay a $1 refundable deposit to receive their drink in the reusable cup. When the customer next returns to the store, they will have to scan and drop the same reusable cup in a contactless return kiosk. The deposit will be added back to the Starbucks rewards account. Customers who participate in the program will receive 10 bonus stars in their accounts as well each time they use the reusable cup. I don't understand any of that. I have no idea what that is, what I just read. I have no idea what this program is. So is it okay? When I used to go get manicures back in the day before I knew about germs, the place I went to, they had a manicure kit that they would hold for you with your name on it in like a little cubby. Mm-hmm. So every time you came in, you got your Cooper kit. I got the kit with my name. No one used it but me. It had my germs, my stuff on it. Is that this? Is it a cup that is your reusable cup that Starbucks?
No, they just wash it and give it to the next person. Oh, you can't make that face because
okay.
When you get, and when you start to think about stuff like this, it makes your head spin off. When you go to a restaurant, that's not a new fork.
That's true.
That fork has been in many a mouth up until this point.
That's a good point.
That cup that you're drinking out of, that's not a new. I guarantee they haven't even washed that damn thing. You just don't think about it. When you get a fork that's all bent up because somebody had it in their mouth, and you go, I'll just bend it back and use it. No, that has been in my mouth.
Ew.
Right. So, I mean, it could work because you're not going to think about it. It's kind of like that plate that you got at the restaurant. It's not a new plate. It's been there for 10 years.
Right. I hadn't thought of it like that. But I guess in a restaurant, because they've been doing it so long, and I've worked in restaurants, they have that super hot water.
Well,
and they
Starbucks
really
is
like,
going to have the same thing. I guarantee they're going to be cleaner than 99% of the restaurants out there.
But see, now, because of COVID, and because you just said that, I don't think I'm going to eat out very often. And if I do after COVID, I'm bringing one time. I'm bringing my own utensils. That's right. All there is to it. I'm going to bring a fork from home. You know how you can't bring food from home? Can you bring a fork from home?
I guarantee people do, but they're still going to bring it out. They're not going to bring it out on a paper plate. They're going to bring it out on a plate that somebody just ate 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, but you don't lick the plate afterwards. I'm not worried
but
about the germs on the plate.
On the plate, then you put the food in your mouth.
Not the same thing as taking a fork and putting it in your mouth.
See, that's disgusting. And that cup that you drank the water out of, it was just on that table over there.
That's why you get a straw dummy.
No, I've never. When you think about it, it's not good. When you're at a restaurant,
right.
It's
McDonald's, it's not good.
It's not good. McDonald's has it right. You take it and you throw it away.
Right.
And
right.
I know it's, that it hurts the turtles and the fish and all that. I get that. But I'm not putting my same mouth on somebody else's fork that they just had in their mouth 10 minutes ago.
Right. I didn't think about it. That's a very good point. Yeah. Right. That's why really the best way to handle this post-COVID is to always eat only fast food.
Okay. And I'll spin it around on you. You were a bartender.
Yep.
How well did you wash the glasses?
Well, no, it wasn't a question of how well I washed it. We had a glass washer that was like a ball washer at a golf.
And they go, and then they do that. But how clean is the thing?
No, it's really friggin' clean. Like, okay, so it's a scrub thing and it has soap and then hot, like water was so hot on it that we actually had a glove that we use when we did the thing. And then if a...
How's that go again?
What?
How do you do that again? Just wanted to see that again. Sorry.
Yeah, it's disturbing on so many levels. I'm not very good at it. But mostly, you know, the bar backs would come and they would take all the glasses and take if anyone ate at the bar, any of that kind of stuff, and they'd bring that back to the dishwashing area. Mm-hmm. And then they'd bring out that big giant thing that was like a hose that came from the ceiling that like squirted scalding hot water all over everything.
Okay, but my kids have washed dishes at restaurants. I don't let my kids wash dishes at home.
Right.
So we're not talking about scientists here trying to get the glass clean.
Yeah, that's true. It's not like they're not doing God's work. They're literally just getting the couple of pieces of food off there. Yeah, because I mean, think about all the times you've been to restaurants and there's still like cheese stuck on a knife.
And you say, "Hey, can I get another knife?
Can I get another knife? This fork is dirty.
That just came out of the same basket as that knife came out of.
But right.
Now it doesn't have cheese on it. You're fine. Right. Yeah, Lion King Kitty says you're a pro at that.
The funny thing is, you know, we always talk about like how much sex I had in my 20s and like early on. Mm-hmm. We never talk about the quality of it. It was always quantity, because you know that there's no way that it was any good.
No, I guarantee it wasn't.
Of course it wasn't. What did I know? I didn't know anything.
No, you're too self-involved.
I was worse then. I was way worse then.
You only care about one person.
Right. Right. I try and be a little less like that now, but back then, I didn't even try. Wow. It wasn't even like, I didn't even pretend.
And guys came back. Well, that's because you're easy.
Well, yeah, they didn't have a lot of options.
Yeah,
not a lot of options back then.
Yeah, easy girl, you always come back to.